Let's review for our English reading test on the first half of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Okay, Kira. Let's see how much we know. Bret Hart wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Mark Twain wrote it. He was a famous American writer.
Oh, right. He wrote a lot of books, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Let's see. So far in the book, Tom and his brother Sid have lived with their Aunt Polly for a long time, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Next question. Tom and Sid have always been very different, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Sid has been a good boy, but Tom has often behaved badly.
But Tom has always liked school, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't. He's never liked school.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Anyway, so far, Tom has really liked adventures, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Wait, I have one more question for you. We'll get a good grade on the test, won't we?
Well...
The Great Wall of China is the longest man-made structure ever built. It was built to protect one of the Chinese kingdoms. Much of what exists of the wall today was built during the Ming Dynasty in the late 1400s, although parts of the wall are much older and go back to around 200 BC. The wall is about 35 feet high, or 11 meters, and a stone roadway runs along the top of it. The main part of the wall stretches for about 2,000 miles, that is, about 3,400 kilometers.
The pyramids were built more than 4,000 years ago by the Egyptians. The most famous ones are on the west bank of the River Nile, outside of Cairo. They served as burial places for the Egyptian kings. After a king's death, his body was turned into what is called a mummy. This preserved it. The king's mummy was placed inside the pyramid, together with treasures and the king's belongings.
My name is Steve. We're here at Fish Club, which is based in Battersea in South London. It's a fish and chip restaurant. Fish and chips started here in the UK around about 150 years ago in the East End of London. And originally, you used to not eat the batter at all. It was cooked in oil, and you used to peel the batter off and just eat the moist fish in the middle. So to make fish and chips, we take really fresh fish, we pané it in some flour, seasoned flour, and then into a batter, which is a beer batter we make here, which is made with beer, flour, yeast, salt and pepper. Once it's gone into the batter, we then plunge it into very hot oil for around about 5 or 6 minutes, where the batter will become crisp and the fish will cook inside. The chips to accompany this, we twice fry here at Fish Club, by once cooking them in a cool oil, around about 120 degrees for 25 minutes, before letting them cool and then cook them a second time to make them very crisp and hot in around 190 degrees for a minute or two. The classic accompaniments with fish and chips are things like ketchup, vinegar, tartar sauce, which tartar sauce is a mayonnaise-based sauce with tarragon, parsley, shallots, and capers and cornichons inside. You can also have pickled onions or pickled eggs, which are both pickled in spice vinegar. What makes our restaurant a little different to classic fish and chip shops is we cook all of our fish to order, and we also grill, fry, bake, steam, and roast alongside the classic battered, deep-fried fish and chips. To find a good fish and chip shop here in the UK, I think you want to look for somewhere that's frying to order, have got really fresh fish, and chefs that know what they're doing. So to keep a check on the sustainability of fish, every day we're speaking to our fishermen and also different governing bodies, i.e. the MSC, which is the Marine Steward Council, who will be monitoring stocks around the UK constantly and keeping us update with what we should be eating and what we shouldn't. So here at Fish Club, we're trying to bridge the gap between a classic fish and chip shop, where you just take your fish and chips home, to a fish restaurant where it can sometimes be a little bit stuffy. You can come into us, you can have your fish and chips, you can sit down at one of our tables, or if you want to choose something slightly more adventurous, our staff are here to give you some advice and knowledge on what to choose.
My name is Peter Dorr-Smith. I'm originally from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm the owner of Caffeine. Caffeine is an independent artisanal espresso bar. It's been open for just over a year. We're based in central London, just 2 minutes from Oxford Circus, and we're based on a concept that have been in Australia and New Zealand for the last 15 or 20 years, and that is a place that offers excellent quality food, fantastic coffee, and great service in a small, hospitable place. Caffeine is different to other cafes in London because of the quality of the produce that we offer, the standard of service that we provide, the decor and the design of the interior, and the professionalism and the expertise that goes into providing all that product and the passion that goes into it. I would say that our most popular drink is the flat white, and that's a certain way of making the coffee that has originated again in Australia and New Zealand has now come over to London. It's our most popular drink. I would say our signature drink, the one we're most proud of, is a double ristretto, and we put a lot of effort into that. It's a bit more specialist, and people come in, if we want to treat somebody, we'll give them a double ristretto. That's more of our signature. Within Caffeine, I only employ people or baristas to work behind the espresso machine who have at least 3 to 4 years experience. And they need to have that experience because we're very specialist about what we do. And they need to be able to come in and work here and have that experience behind them to be able to cope with the demand. Here at Caffeine, we use what's called the Synesso Synchro machine. There's only 12 of them in the UK. It's designed by a man in Seattle, and it's known as one of the world's best coffee machines. It's something that baristas aspire to work on, and we have people coming here to visit our cafe to see the machine in action and to have coffee made on that machine. Again, in London at this time, I think there's a lot of people are moving away from the chains and away from the major operators and finding independence. They want to go back to the independent style of making coffee, making food, and supporting those independents. And there's a growth of that within the UK at the moment, led by people like Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay, promoting individual producers. And it's a fantastic way to be, and hopefully we're part of that movement as well.
St Paul's Cathedral is one of London's most recognisable sites. It is situated on Ludgate Hill, the highest point in the City of London, and on the north side of the River Thames, near the Millennium Bridge. Many tourists come to see this landmark. One of the most famous weddings at St Paul's was Prince Charles and Lady Diana in 1981. The cathedral was designed by Sir Christopher Wren after the original cathedral was destroyed in the Great Fire of London, a fire that swept through the city in 1666. The dome of St Paul's is one of the largest in the world. The Whispering Gallery inside the dome is famous for its acoustics. Even if you whisper quietly on one side of the dome, someone can hear it clearly right over on the other side. St Paul's was targeted by bombs during World War II, but survived mostly intact. It became a symbol of survival for Londoners during the Blitz. About 2 million people visit the cathedral every year. As well as being a tourist attraction, St Paul's Cathedral today is still a busy working church.